Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It is an easy game to play, Steve. Basically, we have one of two categories for our contestants to pick from.
Yeah.
And then from there, it's up to them to get as many right as the category as correctly possible before three strikes and you're out.
They're going to strike out.
Well,
you know that. You can feel it, man.
Categories today are music and hotels. Okay. Music and hotels. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Todd. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola. How are you, Todd?
I'm doing fine. I hate to say Steve might be right. I hope he's not.
Well, we'll find out here.
I'm probably putting the pressure on, man. Rise to the occasion.
Yeah, and we'll try to help you out a little bit here. The categories today are music and hotels. Which category do you want to go with first of all?
Well, I'm guessing the music category is going to include contemporary across all genres. Is that right?
It is not. It is, oh, but it not? Is not. It is. You know what? Actually, yes.
That is a very definitive answer.
Okay, here it is.
It is, but it's not. Da, da,
da. You have a list. You have the list of the highest.
Technically, he said no.
Well, when he said all genres, I was like, yeah, you're right about that. It's a list of the highest paid women in music. And then there is a list of bad things that we do at hotels when we're staying in hotel rooms. So do you want the highest paid women in music or the bad things we do at hotels?
I got to admit, I'll take music. I didn't think I was going to, but...
Okay.
I don't go to hotels much, and I try not to do bad things, so you guys might have been a big help in that one, but...
I'm disgusting at a hotel, make no mistake.
Yeah, there's... okay. Well, believe it or not, in that list, it's more like you smoked in the bathroom or you smoked some weed in there. You
know? I like to sleep with the pillows between my legs.
Or maybe take a pillow home with you. Okay, so believe it or not, every year the women and the men in the music industry make more and more and more money. So we have the highest paid...
We sell fewer and fewer, you know, music, but turns out we pay more money.
Okay, so this is just from last year. The top 10 highest paid women in music. So the top 10 includes, let's see here, album and merchandising sales, licensing, publishing royalties, endorsements, and touring. By the way, none of these women made less than $25 million last year. They're all higher earners than that. Some old school, some newer, some classic artists, some of the most popular artists. So you got to name the top 10 highest paid women in music. What's your first guess?
My first guess would be Beyonce.
That is correct at number five. Beyonce comes in at $54 million. All right, you're one for one. See? Not so bad.
Yeah, well, I'm going to need a lot of your help here in a minute. Because
okay.
I might have a few, but...
See, I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know if Lady Gaga... Because I'm thinking... So you said licensing, so the music's being used in commercials and all that. Endorsements. There's some goofy little...
Publishing royalties.
So, I mean,
touring and merchandise and album sales.
I mean,
Madonna did something last year, I think. Didn't she put out a new album or something?
What about what's her name? Celine Dion, just being in Vegas.
Right.
And stuff.
You know, that's a good call, man.
And like,
good point, Ted.
I mean, this is just a theory. I don't know.
Well, I definitely think I'll take Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Good call.
Number one.
You know what?
She made $170 million last year. That is right. $170 million. Taylor Swift is your top highest paid woman in music. And maybe your top highest paid person in music.
She might be. Right.
I can't think of anybody else that's bigger than Taylor Swift. So, all right. So you've got number one and number five, Beyonce and Taylor Swift. What is your next guess? And your guess is as good as mine.
Well, I got to admit, I kind of want to take Lady Gaga. I'm kind of iffy on it, but I think she might make the top 10.
No,
no Lady Gaga,
no Gaga.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's try to think of who we've seen in TV commercials. Because right now, is it...
Ariana Grande would be my next guest. Because there. Just what you said, Steve. I see her in commercials and...
She's in a lot of commercials.
Yeah, I keep seeing her all over. So, I mean, I don't know if it's her music, but I'd have to guess who those commercials.
Ariana Grande! No!
Jeez!
Golly!
I'm all just right. going to shut the hell up.
Okay, so let's take our time. Wow. We've got number one with Taylor Swift, $170 million. We've got number five with Beyonce with $54 million.
All right, look, some suggestions are coming in. So there's old school like Barbara Streisand, then newer school like Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm. Katy Perry shows up in a lot of stuff, commercials.
You know,
you throw Miley in there?
Oh, God.
She's on The
Maybe
Voice.
Miley Cyrus, yeah, dude.
She's I thought about her, too. I think that's a good guess, Ted. I think I will try Miley Cyrus.
Oh, three strikes and you are out on your guess as good
hell?
As mine. It was tough.
All right.
Hey, look, Ted, 2 out of 10.
I'm going to bring you lemon bars, Ted, but now I don't know if I want to.
Hey, bring them to me.
Yes, actually, it's funny. I was talking about those super brownies earlier.
Okay.
The guy.
It's me. It's time for me to make a little visit down there. I've got to drop off a helper to maybe run up there and drop them off for you guys this week or next week.
Super brownies.
Hey, I'm all about the lemon
bars, just, brother. He'll lose 3 hours of his life and just, you know, met on the couch and ruin his buddy's day, too.
All right, so wait a minute. You said Katy Perry's not
but
there.
But I still want him.
I never said Katy Perry wasn't on there.
Oh, it's Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Katy
guessing.
Perry is correct. Very good, very good. All right. You guys are helping clean up the mess here. So that's 3 out of 10 in the top 10 highest paid women in music.
Would the Nicki Minaj's be up there? I'm trying to think who, but how much money is she making? See, that's the thing, man. It's like she's super popular, but I don't know how much she owns. Like,
album and merchandise sales, licensing, publishing royalties, endorsements, and touring. What do we know is guaranteed money in the bank no matter where you are if you can get the gig?
What do you mean?
Venue-wise.
Madison Square Garden?
No, let's say more continuous.
Oh, Vegas.
Vegas.
Britney.
Well, as I said,
Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Think about all the residencies that go down there. If you have a residency in Vegas, you're going to make a lot of money.
So, well, Britney's there. Is Britney making that much money?
She might be, dude.
Making a ton of money.
I'll say Britney.
Britney's number eight at $30.5 million. Britney Spears makes more money now than she ever made in her heyday.
Sure. Hey, the Vegas residency is the smartest thing you can do.
She is the top eight earner in the world.
Did we say Celine Dion?
No one has said Celine Dion officially.
All right, she's doing I'll say Celine Dion.
Boom. Number 10, $27
million. Ted, tell me what you think. I got to think. Maybe Mariah Carey, because she has so many number one hits. I would just think as far as licensing goes, you're talking about, she has 18 of them, 14?
Yeah, all right. She does, but she hasn't done anything recent. Like, she's just in the news for being her.
But she's also on a couple of commercials. She's been on a couple TV shows.
I'll give you guys a major league hint.
Is it anything to do with Barbados, like we were saying earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna.
Number four at $75 million. That's exactly right. Okay, I'll give you guys major hints. Now, look, these people made eight figures. They still made a lot of money, but they did not make enough to crack the top 10. Carrie Underwood. Nicki Minaj.
Hey, real quick, does anybody else just not like Carrie Underwood in that Sunday Night Football song?
I just don't, you know me with football. I don't need it.
I don't need the music. I like Carrie Underwood.
Are you ready to see my bosom?
Yeah.
My long leg. Just get to the game.
Jeez. And I am ready to see her bosom.
How about Adele?
Adele is number two, $80.5 million. That was a big one you guys are missing. So, yes.
Hello.
Number one, as far as the highest paid women in music, last year, Taylor Swift at number one, $170 million. Number two is Adele, $80.5
million. There's a $90 million difference between number one
Rihanna,
and number,
number four, $75 million. Beyonce, number five at $54 million. Katy Perry at $41 million. Britney made $30 million. Celine Dion made $27 million. So, out of the top 10, you guys still have three artists remaining. Keep in mind that Carrie Underwood, Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey, Dolly Parton, Miranda Lambert, Selena Gomez, and G.E.M. are not a part of that.
Gemma?
Gem? G.E.M.? I don't know. Don't know the band. Is it Gem?
From Gem and the Whatevers?
Yeah, maybe. Okay, I guess so. I've never heard of the band. Have you?
No.
I remember there was like a little kid cartoon?
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. Gem and the...
That's the only Gem I know.
Okay.
All right, hang on.
So there's three more.
There's three more in the top 10.
Do you think someone like Madonna hangs in there? Because I think she owns most of her publishing and all that. I think.
We have...
I mean, she sucks, but dude, she had 10 million number one hits. We figured that out earlier today, right?
We have two very good older-looking women and one not-so-good older-looking woman.
So I'm guessing Madonna?
Cher.
Madonna, number three on the list, 76.5 million. She's still the third highest earner.
Think about that.
76.5 million.
That's just got to be because of touring, right?
She made a
touring. Touring... One thing about Madonna, it seems like Madonna fans are more willing and likely to wear merchandise that says Madonna than someone wearing like a Mariah Carey shirt.
Madonna's a cult
of personality. These other people are just kind of a moment.
One artist is pop, one artist is country. Both of them have the same exact body they probably had when they were 21
Miranda Lambert.
Years. No, she's not on the list.
So it's a big country. Who's big in country?
Older.
Older. Country woman that's popular?
Not Faith necessarily Hill? Popular, just one that makes $27.5 million.
Faith Hill.
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain! You should have said Canadian!
And at number seven, $39.5 million. Any guesses? Probably one of the...
No,
she's pop star?
She's pop, and she's just...
Is she still hot?
She's stunning.
And she's been around for a while?
Shakira. She's stunning. Nope.
Wait a minute.
Hey, we're going to get
Janet
this, Miles.
Jackson.
Nope.
No.
Stunning.
Well, no, when stunning. She tours,
yeah,
she drops.
No, yeah, she's stunning when she tours. She doesn't tour very often.
And she tells you, like, if I ain't touring, I'm eating.
Stunning. Stunning pop star.
I find her to be stunning.
Stunning. And she's older.
She made $39.5 million off of album, merchandise, licensing, publishing, royals, endorsements, and touring.
Do you like any of her music, or do you just like the way she looks?
I like the way she looks more than I like her music.
Okay. It is
not
pop.
That there's anything wrong with her music.
Is she from the States or from...
She's from a territory.
Canadian.
Wait, we already got...
Australia?
No, territory. It's like the Virgin Islands.
Oh.
Puerto Rico.
D.C.?
Older.
D.C.?
Oh, she's older. Don't tell us yet. She's older. It's pop.
Is she white or black?
God. She's neither.
She's not white or black?
Nope.
The first person comes on is like Sade, but there's no way she's making money.
All right, she's from Puerto Rico.
J-Lo? Gloria Estefan.
Jennifer Lopez.
Eventually,
after she invaded Miami. But
You know what, man? Think about all the perfume.
$39.5 million for Jennifer Lopez. So here again are your top 10 highest paid women in music. At number 10, Celine Dion with $27 million. Shania Twain at $27.5 million. Hard to believe Shania makes more than Celine.
I know.
Britney Spears raking it in at $30.5 million last year. J-Lo, $39.5 million. Katy Perry, $41 million. Beyonce, $54 million. Which seems crazy considering Rihanna made $20 million more at $75 million. Madonna, $76.5 million. Adele, $80.5 million. And your number one highest paid woman in music, Taylor Swift, $170 million. There you go on your guess is as good as mine. All right, we made it to drinking time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.